Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The rain! You gotta go live!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it is hour three, so here is your third keyword of the day to win the town jerseys. Text Reggie, R-E-G-G-I-E, to 20357. That's Reggie, R-E-G-G-I-E, to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys right now. And once an hour, every hour, now through Wednesday, you can qualify every hour, and that gives yourself multiple chances to win. Reggie, 20357. And then we're going to be giving away a Pat Spencer jersey, too, tomorrow between 1145 and 1215.
That's big.
And I saw it. Just, I'd like to bring some to your attention just so you know.
Yeah, this is what we do.
Yeah. The Warriors lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves in last year's Western Conference semifinals.
I understand.
Okay,
that,
I just wanted to make sure.
I am aware
that we
but
knew
it was
that.
His finest hour as a Golden State Warrior.
And don't you?
And all that's
isn't
evaporated.
Isn't there one part deep in your heart that thinks that's pretty sad?
I was just hoping it was a build, a stone that would be set to where he could just set more in place and climb, and there would be. Enough. Remember, I came in here this season and said there's no trade. I don't believe a trade is imminent after five games,
and yet it.
But you kind of,
yeah. Not, and yet you. No, I can just be nice. You got an hour left. Jake Fisher of Steinline talking about another name. Let me just make sure you got the same amount of money. Miles Turner. If the Milwaukee Bucks decide to rip it apart, Miles Turner and Jonathan Kuminga's salaries match, according to Jake Fisher.
Wow.
Miles Turner makes 25. Kuminga makes, I think, 22 and a half, 23.
And this is where I go wrong. I get too excited too fast. But if that could be the return and the Warriors have a stretch like that, Miles Turner, Steiny, what is he, 12 and 5 on the year? I mean, I've always liked him. We've talked about him since our inception of our show. You know, he's always been out there. But, I mean, what's going on in Milwaukee is bad. But if you could parlay, if the Warriors could, that is, Jonathan Kuminga into Miles Turner. Man, oh man, I'd be excited.
Okay, well let's come out of dream world.
And why read the report?
No, because you're not gonna get Miles Turner for Kuminga. Okay. Would you be willing to throw in how many unprotected firsts would you have to throw in with Kuminga?
I would go no more than two. I'd feel comfortable with two. What do you say to that?
I would love to not give up two. Oh, boy. Miles Turner.
Man.
And then you lose, let's say.
29 years old, Miles Turner. 6'11", what, about 250, 260, can shoot?
I mean, obviously, Kuminga's not going to be enough to get Miles Turner. So then the question is, would you part with picks, or is there somebody, you know, obviously the next thing would be like, well, who would we want in addition to Miles Turner? But it would have to be somebody you want.
That's
Pods
his hometown,
and
too.
Pods. You know what that Pods
he's about, yeah.
Pods and Kuminga for Miles Turner, would you do it?
I would do it.
You would do it.
Oh man. Tell me if you're saying Pods and those guys are Jags, just a guy.
No, I'm
you think that gets it done, but are you contemplating from a Warrior standpoint?
I'm contemplating a few things. One of the things I'm contemplating is how fair of a trade that is, and it doesn't seem completely unfair, except if I'm the Bucks, I'm saying I have a bona fide center who is good, and he's been good.
It was in the
and
finals
he's played
last year.
Two teams in the last. He's been a very good player on a contending team. The two guys that I'm going to get haven't done squat in this league. That's what would scare me if I'm Milwaukee.
But isn't that why you're getting them? You're kind of resetting everything.
Miles Turner to me is too good of a player. Mm.
To give up for two question marks. So are you saying would the Warriors load another player?
I would say if it's like Pods and Kuminga for Miles Turner and I'm the Bucks, I'd be like, you better throw one unprotected in there at least.
Now I'm getting, again, and I know it's not Giannis, but boy, if they could get their hands on him.
Let's go to Flea in Oakland. Hey, Flea, how you doing, man?
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, baby?
Me and my brother was talking last night. There isn't any more rivalries in the NBA. Since the Warriors had all those rivalries with OKC and Houston and Cleveland, it's like when we get off work and go home, there ain't no rivalries. There ain't no guys that's about to fight. Yeah. There ain't no teams that don't like each other. And you ever notice that OKC just won a championship? They don't even have a rival when they go into the regular season. Yeah.
That's real, Flea.
Like,
that's a real one.
What happened to the NBA? It seems so bland. We're talking about trades just to make trades, like the world didn't change so much where we just making trades like we playing a smorgasbord of just, oh, let's trade him. We trading Kuminga. Remember they had make a trade for a guy that is going to guard somebody or trying to shut somebody down throughout the season and get them to the over the top. Now everybody just want to make trades. There's no rivalries. Guys is whispering and laughing with each other after the game. What happened to the NBA?
It's, I got it.
We
Flea.
Don't have any rivalries.
It's AAU. I believe that for better or for worse. I believe what you're talking about is why you respond. Why it's just like a fraternity now, and there's no wars.
Yes, and that's why I want to ask Stoney, because I know you a little bit older than us, all respect, a little older than us. But remember they had rivalry. Boston would be going against the Lakers, and it'll be a fight, and Detroit going against Chicago, and it's a fight. Warriors going against Cleveland, Warriors going against Houston, Warriors going against OKC, the Grizzlies. What happened?
Tell them, Stoney.
One of the things that happened is, thanks for the call, Flea.
Man, I'm with you.
Is the bottom line is that the money has gotten so big for these players that they've created a club among themselves of elite players who make a ridiculous amount of money. Damn. And the bottom line is It's about the lifestyle. It's not about being competitive. It's about these guys
longevity.
Want to stay involved in this lifestyle more than competing. That's just what I think. I just don't. Kawhi Leonard, I don't want to start going down names, but you're making $40, $50 million a year. You've already won a title or two. All you really want to do is stay in the league and continue the lifestyle.
But what about this team
there
hopping?
You
know, Michael Jordan might be on the Pistons next year. What about that? I think that, you know.
What do you mean?
Like before, guys, Magic was going to be in L.A. and Isaiah was going to be in Detroit and we were going to battle until we got old. Now, my star might be do what KD did. You guys knock us out in the Western Conference Finals, but hey, I'm coming to help you the year later. You know, like, I didn't like that. When he was here, I liked it, but you know what I mean? Like, what happened with KD and staying where you're at and y'all work on this rivalry as Flea talks about, but that's out the window.
Well, Curry never left anywhere.
No, I love him for it. Bron's been on how many jerseys Bron been in?
Luka got traded. He wouldn't have gone anywhere in Dallas.
But it's not everybody's done. It's just the possibility of how the super teams, you know? I'm saying that to me has something to do with it. But bigger than that, they all know each other. It's like Club Med at the end of the game. Give me your jersey. And I guess that's cool. And I've learned to, you know, that's what they're doing. I guess I could call them kids. But those days are over. It's not in the NFL, in the NBA. Kind of stinks.
There's a lot of money.
Now, real quick, to that point, give me a rivalry in the NBA right now.
There isn't any.
And nobody to be mad at. There isn't. I don't even know who OKC, Denver. But there's no bad blood.
Memphis.
I used to love Lakers Clippers because it was the pride of LA, but they don't even care.
Yeah. Bob Fitzgerald was on yesterday with Dibs and Willard.
Look, I missed him.
I didn't see this one.
I missed him.
This was for you, clearly. Because you think that these guys just become great players without working at it.
Having played 15 road games already, having the, you know, 14 games in, you know, or 18 games in 31 days in 14 different cities. I mean, there's so many numbers, I get confused. It's one of the, I mean, this was the biggest end of the round against Marvin Hagler for the first couple months of the season, where you're just trying to stay upright and stay afloat while he's pummeling you. So they've made through it. I honestly think if you told me 9 games without Steph and games without Jimmy and games without Draymond, that you'd be 13-12, given what the gauntlet they've kind of run through, I actually feel pretty good. But it's just a matter of now. These are teams ahead of you. Minnesota is directly ahead of you. Phoenix is ahead of you. Portland has bothered you twice already this year. Like, these next games are all kind of measuring stick games, because you want to get these in wins. You want to win tiebreakers, and the goal has always been top six, and the goal is still there, and I think very, very possible for this team.
All right, that was Fitz on with Willard and Dibs yesterday.
Yeah, dude. It's just funny. Portland behind them, but have laid 2 L's on the Warriors, and you're Minnesota. Yeah, they are 6, Donnie. Even with the nail yesterday, 15-9. So the one thing that I'm having fun with, and I agree with Fitz, is my joy's back.
Loss will take care of.
My joy's back. You just hated that. Can I get it out? Yeah. My curiosity is piqued in a good way. And 13-12, let's go. And we'll see if Melton gets, you know, how soon he's up and running and what I assume to be a starter. And Pat Spencer, and just how everybody solidifies their role. I feel like we're in a good place now.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know that anybody solidified their role. Like, that's what I think they still got to work on.
Come into focus.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I got to play this Pat Spencer sound again because it's important. This is Pat Spencer being asked after he's had such a good week and now Steph's probably coming back, whether or not Steve Kerr's talked to him about the next step and what his role may be.
Yeah, he doesn't owe me a conversation. We haven't chatted about it yet. We got out of Chicago, and then have, you know, a couple deserved days off. We've been traveling our butts off this year, so we'll have practice tomorrow. So we may address it, may not, but ultimately, you know, my whole career has been built off of just staying ready. So I'll be ready for whatever comes our way.
There it is.
I mean, man, that was, man, better than presidential. He don't owe me a damn thing. Just when I'm called upon, I'm gonna stay ready. And who is it? MTJD? Who was the other one, Steiny?
Curry. It should be now.
He tried that a couple of times. I ain't laughing for a bit.
It's Curry. I mean, no, it's Santos, Spencer.
Yeah, TJD.
He said, well, Richard, not really a part of it.
Well, he's starting.
Exactly.
You think that's going to – well, if Melton does what I think he's going to do, that would put Richard back in the rotation, not starting, right?
I wonder what kind of restriction Melton's got on him, if any.
Mm.
Because they got to keep him healthy.
Yeah,
and
it's big.
But then again, you know, you can't have five guys on the team that can't play back to backs or that don't play back to backs. Like, that's the one thing about if Melton can't play back to backs, Horford can't. Two out of the three big boys aren't playing back-to-backs, it's going to be hard. Let me look, though.
And speaking of Horford, do you have a problem if I say that signing's been a zero?
Yes, I would.
Could you elaborate? Like, on why? What am I missing?
I would say, what did you expect?
Mm.
Like, you know.
That's like, you can't fall from the floor.
I mean, I think I would have hoped he'd be a little better.
Yes, and more available.
He doesn't play back-to-backs.
But he ain't playing back. He's got sciatica.
See, you know who I expected more from? The Warriors than to sign someone
that
he could give them more than this.
This is what
consistently.
I asked. Man.
Blame your buddy Joe Lacob. Like, don't blame Horford. He's 39. He can't do anymore.
Wow.
He can't do any more than he's doing. It's okay to say maybe Mike Dunleavy, no shade. Saying Melton has a minutes restriction of 20-some minutes or something like that. This is Pat Spencer. Guru asked him a good question about the other night against Philly, OKC rather, when Steve Kerr took him out of the game. How was he feeling?
Nah, I don't question the staff, man. We've got a bunch of guys that have been doing this at a really high level for a long time. So as a competitor, obviously, you want to be in there. But Pods has been incredible. And ultimately, you're going to go to your starters down the stretch. Mm. That's just the way the game goes. And so completely get it. Didn't hold any, you know, ill will against the staff for doing that. Like I said, as a competitor, of course you want to be out there. But, you know, I'd played probably 8 to 12 minutes straight at that point. And Steve ultimately just wanted to get BP back in there. So I don't question his decision-making at all. He got 9 rings for a reason. So
I love it.
Thankful that he gave me an opportunity, though, you know, in the next couple games to get in there and close it out as well.
Oh, man, he's saying all the right things, Donnie.
Did you hear him say he was gassed?
Yeah, but I think that was, yeah. He would have been able to finish. How about that?
I think it's funny. The fans were more mad than the player when he came out.
I got to shake something.
I don't know what that means.
Like, I got this Phillip Rivers acquisition just has me all over the place. Like, and I really think he's going to do good. And I'm going to ask you and Evan this. And this is a goo special. If you could bring one player out of retirement, who would it be? Mine would be Michael Jordan. If you have one person, Evan, one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An athlete to bring out
what
a retirement.
That, like, at 60?
No, they're
How
in their
prime. How old is he when you're bringing him back?
They're in their prime. Like, who do you miss watching? Mine is MJ.
I must be in a bad mood because I don't really want to do it. I don't want to do it. Go ahead, Evan.
Well, I will say one of them towards the top of the list is the guy who just came out of retirement. It's Phillip Rivers.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You got to have somebody.
No.
Bird.
No.
He could play in today's game.
You know what?
It's too fast.
Oh, yeah. It's too fast.
I'm trying to get you.
Who would you want to come back in the NBA?
I'm just one guy. Give it any sport.
Nah, I'm annoyed. I don't want to do it. Yeah, I just don't want to do it.
And I don't know what you're annoyed at.
Ask me again. You know what? I'll give it some thought.
Tiger.
That's a great call.
What's the question?
If you had one athlete you could unretire in their prime, who would it be?
I don't care. I don't want to do it.
That's gold.
Yeah, tell you what, pick somebody for me, because it's never going to happen.
But you're different. Like, Evan's Tiger for you, I thought would hit.
Hey, that's great. That's great.
I don't live in the past.
I don't live in the past.
Well, it would be present.
You don't hear me saying, I think the Warriors are going to win it this year because Steph Curry averaged 30 in 2013.
Joe Montana's getting there. Jerry Rice getting, man, they're coming. The Niners could.
Jerry Rice is probably going to come back.
I believe he can do it. They do need something at that position
Who?
Going into the playoffs. The Niners.
Quit crying.
What they're getting. Does that sound like I'm crying?
Yes.
No, I'm just talking about, come on. You're going to need to be more explosive.
Stiney's guy would be like Ron Guidry.
Maybe Reggie. Reggie Jackson.
Hey, what did he show? That's a great question, Eric.
You young kids could see what a real baseball icon looks like.
I was there when he hit the three home runs.
You're not the person I'm talking about.
I've spoke to Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, but you know what, Evan?
Am I talking to Matt or Eric?
I have talked to the legend. Great. He thought you was Eric. Oh, man.
Like Greg Nettles.
Wow. You going there?
That's probably who he'd want to come out of retirement.
He's warming up now.
Probably Reggie.
You got a problem with Donnie Baseball not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
That's Don Mattingly, people. He should be in.
Yeah. Never won anything.
Oh, my God.
He didn't.
You are just...
Listen.
Yeah, Dominique Wilkins never won anything.
He played for the Atlanta Hawks. They never won anything. This is the point. You guys need to understand to have some kind of consistency. You sit here in the Bay Area talking so stupid about these 49ers. When we go, we win. We have standards.
We have standards.
49ers. We're the greatest. We never lose. Okay. Well, Mattingly's a Yankee. He never won squat. So he's not.
He was on good teams.
So. Elevated. Yeah. When you don't win championships in New York, it don't matter, Chief.
I'll give you some of that, but they don't vote. And Carmelo Anthony didn't win a
Your
damn
double
thing.
Standards and he got his just here due. Are unbelievable.
I know how to judge the player. Don Mattingly's one of the best baseball players I've ever seen hit and play first base. That's just me.
Okay.
This is where your fandom comes out, Steiny. This is where we can see where you are a fan.
Donnie, baseball?
Because you're a fan
of
the Yankees.
What about him, Goo? He was good, man. Forget the team thing.
And he'd be Jeff Garcia out here. Mm. What's your point?
He would be more than that.
Why? He didn't win.
But
loved him. Oh, they loved him.
What do you think the late, great Tony Gwynn would say when you asked him about Don Mattingly at the plate?
I don't care.
I think he would say.
Why would you pick Tony Gwynn?
Because he's one of the best hitters to do it. Well, any of those would give Donnie his credit. It ain't about team success all the time.
You asked me about Donnie Mattingly, and should he be in the Hall of Fame? I said no.
But you never once said he was damn good at his craft. Maybe that team didn't win because of some other stuff. But
the standards are different in New York for the Yankees.
Well, what did Jeff Kent win?
Huh?
What did Jeff Kent win to get voted in?
What do you mean?
Jeff Kent got voted in. He didn't have the team.
That's right. Because he played for teams that didn't have success.
But he still got in.
My point is that it's tougher to be a great Yankee than a great Astro or a great Giant. Because they've won more. So it's like, yeah, if Mattingly played his career out here in quaint little San Francisco, he would probably be maybe in the Hall of Fame, and he'd be loved more than he is in New York because he didn't win in New York. Guru, you got to win.
Carmelo. I think it's funny that like some of your favorite athletes never won squat.
Man.
And yet I don't like
Mattingly.
No, I know, but clearly.
Hello.
Yeah, line one.
He was after my time.
Yeah, but you hold it only against the guys that you love. Mm. That's, again, where your fandom shows up. Because he played for the Yankees, who you loved, and he never won, so he stinks.
No.
But guys across other franchises who never won aren't allowed to be great.
What bothers me is when Guru's going to come in from 3,000 miles away and say Don Mattingly, and he didn't say it, he asked me, should Mattingly be in the Hall of Fame? And I'm like, no, he shouldn't.
And again, I don't think he should.
He's one of the best
first basemen in my era of watching baseball. So that's why I didn't even bring
him. He might have never been the best player on the Yankees.
Think he's better than Keith Hernandez?
No, I actually don't. Yeah.
They're both good, and I do.
I mean, Keith Hernandez was a great fielder.
No, he was.
I know that doesn't matter to you because it's defense.
Stop. Dude.
And you know what? I do actually like Don Mattingly. I like him. He's fine.
You can tell.
Yeah,
man.
I just got to stay. I like the truth more. You know what I mean? I like the truth. I like facts.
Well, look at Carmelo, man. He didn't win a damn thing.
Right.
And he's almost like a god in New York.
Right, but that's why I'll never be Curry or Bird or Magic or Jordan or LeBron. All right. What is it, 112? We got to get out. Crossover coming up in 30 minutes. Another opportunity for me to give you the keyword on the other side to win a town jersey. Curry, Butler, and Steph. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.